there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger this week on Life's the Beach is a very good friend of mine. We've worked together, we've laughed together, we've partied together, we've cried together. And today on Alan Air, we are back together. She's written the most wonderful memoir. It's ferociously honest, candid as you'd expect. Autism and all the things I've left unsaid. It is a real eye-opener. Please welcome on board Melanie Stein. This is the final boarding call for Melanie Sykes. Thank you. Look who we've got on board, it's Melanie Sykes.
Hello.
Thanks for flying, Alan Air.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And you've just spotted a photo of yourself, me and you. Do you remember that night at the LGBT Awards?
Yeah, it was great. It was a beautiful room, wasn't it?
It was so lovely.
Yeah, it was.
It was a fun night.
It really was.
So what kind of a traveller are you?
Well, do you mean actually whether I get sick when I travel or do you
Why do you travel?
Why do I travel? It's really interesting, really, because I got to travel quite late, really, for most people. So the first trip I ever did, I was 18. So that's quite late in people's lives to get on a flight. Well, maybe not in my generation, but anyway. And I loved it. Mm. And then I did it pretty much for a job for 8 years because I was modelling. So I was required to travel. So I got a taste for it really quickly. And the food, because I'm a foodie, you get to taste different foods when you're abroad. So that was a big draw for me, is what are the delights there? Yeah. So that's, I mean, yeah, my stomach was very much involved in the decision making of where I went.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Early on, loved it. Love it. Escapism, education, the whole thing.
Because your book, Autism and All the Things I've Left Unsaid, is so good.
Thank you.
And there's a lot of travel in it. And it's sort of, well, this is what I took from it. The first half of your life, it was very partying, you know, you were modelling, cigarette, lettuce leaves and all that that you get with modelling. No, it was.
It was.
Paris and all that.
Oh,
And then in the end, it's more about your spiritual well-being and everything. Because I remember the first time you came back from India, you were buzzing, weren't you?
I was a different person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It changed me forever.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be interesting. Obviously, my mum's from there and going back to that sort of area and actually finding where she lived and all the things that happened when we went. But it just, I felt like I was at home.
Yeah.
And it's so extraordinary when that happens and you're very far from home. I mean, anywhere you can have a curry for breakfast, lunch and dinner is home for me. Anyway, it's excuse to have a curry and you don't even need one when you're in India. Yeah. And it's just, I felt at home. I can't wait to go back, to be honest. And it's such a massive country and I only did like a bit of it in 2 weeks. But there's so much to see. You've been.
Yes, yeah, I loved it. Jaipur, I saw Taj Mahal.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, I don't consider myself a spiritual person, but I went to Taj Mahal and all, even though that bustle and all the crowd, I said to Paul, it's so calm here. Yeah. Didn't you find that? Well, so calm.
It was so calm. And obviously you think about Princess Diana, don't you, when you're
sitting
there.
On that bench.
Sitting on that bench. And then because I wasn't quite dressed properly, I had shorts on. You're not really supposed to have your legs out, are you? And I had shorts.
I had mine out. I love those Daisy Dukes.
Well, mine were a bit Daisy Duke-ish. And I had loads of people wanting to have their pictures taken with me. And everybody had those things on their feet, you know, when you have to wear the blue plastic. Nobody tells you about the blue plastic bag, so your pictures are all destroyed because everybody's got Smurf feet at the most beautiful venue in the world, and we all look like idiots. So yeah, I just kept getting stopped all the time for having my picture taken, just I think because I had my legs out, and they thought, oh, she must be somebody because she's breaking the rules. I didn't even know there was rules. So
tell us about, there's that beautiful story in there where you found, is it your nan and your granddad's church?
Yes.
And you found their records. That's lovely.
It was amazing. So what happened is I wasn't planning on going to where mum was born because I didn't know if it was on it, even remotely where we'd planned to go. So we got on the train on the first day and we were talking to this doctor, this Indian guy, and I said, look, my mum was born here. Can we fit it in to our itinerary? And we got a map out and he said you could do it on this day because it's not too much of a detail. So on day one I knew I was going.
Yeah.
And the church looked shut, and then this lady came out and I said, oh, please can I come in, you know, and have a look at the records. And they let me in and we've got all the photographs. I mean, I was in tears. It was like, who do you think you are?
Yeah, yeah.
In a way. And I understood now why people cry.
Yeah.
Because it's just the connection. It's years, but it's immediate. It's so strange to see your mum's name in a book, you know, when she was born. Her birth and christening was all in there. And it was just like, oh, my God. So, yeah, really moving. So moving.
One of the questions I always ask is, have you been on holiday with a famous person? Now, we've both been on holiday together. Well, I say holiday for radio too.
Yes, we were working.
We were working, but...
It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
And listen, I was worried about when I got the book because I read this here. Luckily for me, it's about on radio. My first pairing on a show was with Ali Jones. We had a good rapport, even though we're not to diminish our chemistry in the way. I do get on with most people. You have to be a complete twat for me not to be able to find common ground with you. Although that did happen several times with various future pairings. So I hope I won't. Because when I read that, I was like, oh, shit.
No. I couldn't fake it for that long. And we were together for a really long time. It was over a decade, for fuck's sake. Can you swear on this? Sorry.
You can.
Oh, good. That's good. But I'll try not to. Because I've just discovered I'm Tourette's. I have Tourette's, really, as well. You know, I describe in the book when I laugh at really inappropriate things.
I mean, Mel, on radio too, I mean, someone would say they're having their wedding day, you'd be in tears. Someone would say the dog's put down and then you're like sticking tissue in your mouth to stop yourself laughing. So listen, you know, when you're wired a different way, aren't
I am
you?
Wired a completely different way and I'm only just understanding. So where I used to think, you know, like, what's wrong with me? Now I know it's everything that's right with
me. Yes, of course.
Because
of course.
That's what makes me me, you know, and I do all right. You know what I mean? I get by and, you know, and life's been really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about the areas in which I've gotten, you know, it's quite an extraordinary life, really. I've been able to observe big industries like showbiz, like the media, like modelling, like fashion.
Yeah.
I've been sitting there not really talking very much because I was quite shy at points.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking all the conversation in and watching behaviour. My education has been keeping this shut, actually, because when you're listening, you learn everything.
Well, not anymore, love. Oh, not anymore.
Well, that's the thing.
It's such a powerful book. People are going to... People, this is going to change people, you know.
I know.
And it's like you were saying as well, because, you know, and I can be totally honest, sometimes your bluntness used to make me howl.
You'd be
like, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? And when I see this, when I read about it, I was like, I get it now.
Yes.
I get it. Yes. But that's why I loved you. And you knew... I could say, what do you think of this shirt? Do I look like you're fucking hell? You don't know, you don't like
no,
that.
No, but
you're,
I'm
you're
honest.
Not a complete Northern Sarah. Ecky Fump, you know.
I haven't said that for ages.
No.
If ever,
no.
I might add.
No.
That is such a Coronation Street circa 1970 thing that was said.
Have you seen my act?
No.
No. And that's what you put in the book, isn't it? Your brain is often that one step ahead with your autism, that you know the punchline.
I know the punchline.
So
I'm laughing.
That's why you never laughed at anything I said.
I just laughed before you finished. So you just think I'm crazy. And that's the problem as well, is like, it looks like you're not very clever if you laugh before the punchline. It looks like, oh, that person didn't understand a word. The thing is, I really do, and I know where it's going.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such an extraordinary place to be.
Yeah. It's a superpower, isn't it? It's a sort
Well, it can be, but it just feels like, oh, I'm not saying I know everything, but I have got a lot of knowledge about a lot of things. People just look at me and assume that I don't know anything. It's really been another journey.
Yeah.
Just people actually going, hello, like I'm clever, you know, hello. And people just haven't ever had me down as somebody that was smart, I don't think.
No.
Because of all that's been said and done about everything about me, you know.
Because I've never met anyone who reads as many books as you. You're always at an art gallery. You're always at the theatre, you know. Oh, we went to the ballet together. No, so I went to the opera together.
Oh, and what happened in the opera? She was dying. The main protagonist is dying. Yeah. And who got the giggles?
You.
Me.
She was dying of consumption.
Yeah, she was taking too long. I was like, all right, hurry up now. We get the drift. It was too long.
Yeah.
So the death was way too long for me, and therefore I just I wanted to crawl out of the box, which sounds really rude.
Oh God. Mel's missed her mouth there. Oh, with no, that.
It's because the mouthpiece is too big. Sorry, I've got water on your lovely linen sofa.
Do not, it's a plane, remember. We're on a plane.
Oh, yes, sorry. Linen plane seats. I had that happen to me on a plane, though, once. I was coming back from LA. I was really, really tired, and I just got on the plane, and they were giving orange juice out, and I wasn't in business. I was in the middle bit. And I spilt the orange juice in my lap as soon as she put it on the table.
God.
I had an orange juice crutch for 8 hours.
Oh, no.
It was like right through.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was a bit shit.
Where is a place that you find so romantic that you go away with?
So Venice is next level romantic for me. And it was before I went, and it certainly was afterwards, because I met somebody there.
Yeah, Ricardo.
It was like, I wasn't expecting to meet a gondolier in Venice. And have,
surely, yeah, in Venice.
And have, well, there's only in Venice, but you know what I mean?
I know, to have
sex with one. For fuck's sake, Alan, you made me say it. God forbid. I mean, it was so quick. Yeah. Not him, but... back on a gondola before you can say sex. Listen, there's a million things to say about Venice, but I've been back so many times since. But one of the big things was I wanted my whole life to go with a romantic partner. Because I thought that was the way to do Venice. And the minute I decided to go was in 2020. Europe had just opened up in, I don't know what month it was, but it had just opened up for the first time. And I was like, trap, you know, a dog out of a trap. Like, I needed to get away.
Because,
you know, when you love to travel, it's like, you just, even in this country, you feel incarcerated. And I was just desperate. So I thought, you know what? I'm not waiting for a boyfriend. I'm just going to go myself and just be there. And then a friend of mine said, I'll come with you. And I met Ricardo literally 24 hours after we got there.
Yeah, yeah. Because you lost your
passport. Because I lost my passport.
Well, you lost it, but you found it, yeah.
Yeah, lost and found. I mean, it was in my bed sheets. And I kept going, I said to the, it was found in a laundromat, like outside of Venice, in the bed linen. So, yeah. So I was stranded in Venice, which was just extraordinary.
Yeah.
So I was able to have a little fling.
And I know you were being hounded and followed by that paparazzi. You didn't know it.
Not until the end, no.
But from the outside, looking at those pictures of you looking gorgeous, Ricardo looking gorgeous, I was thinking, lucky cow.
Yeah, well, you know what? I felt really lucky. I mean, it was just the most extraordinary place. I wanted to go there my entire life. And it was everything I thought it was going to be. And I had the same feeling when I got to India. I felt like I was home.
Yeah.
So it's definitely somewhere I'll always go back to. I just, and also I love boats. So being on boats for me is just like so natural. Yeah. So I loved it.
Oh.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The press have the narrative for you, money to melt, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And I'm the sort of, I don't get it, I don't get hardly as much as you do, but I found it very interesting because they had their narrative sorted out with me when I got my divorce. I was Alan Partis again, and there was this photo and I was very sweaty, and you can see in the background, stage door, I'd just come off of Sheffield Town Hall, but the photo, they didn't say it was Sheffield.
No.
Alan Partis again. So their narrative was, I'm drinking and going crazy. You've seen my schedule. I would love a night to go crazy, but yeah. I can't. I'm in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
So they have their narrative, and that's, and you're stuck with it, and you just hope and pray that people have the good sense to go.
They don't have, some people don't have the good sense to know that it's all bullshit, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, people believe that shit. They buy it and read it for fucking leisure. And it's all bollocks. Have a wank at least. At least you get something from that. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
Got 5 minutes. I'd rather do that than read The Sun. I mean, nobody turned down a wang, would they?
No, I definitely don't. Moving on swiftly. How has your diagnosis affected your travel?
Well, it hasn't affected it at all.
Oh, no, agoraphobia.
Oh, well, that's slightly different, yeah. No, agoraphobia, do you know, I tell you where. So I've always been claustrophobic as well as agoraphobia was a new friend, and that's been a mountain to climb because, like you say, it happened last year and I ended up flying to the Dolomites, and even getting on the flight was like, I thought I was going to have a panic attack. But I'm working on that, and yeah. But I haven't flown anywhere lately, and I definitely want to. To be honest, I'm dying for a tropical two-weeker.
Yeah.
With bikini and books. Boom.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm visualising it now. And so I'm hoping by the end of the year.
Do you remember? That reminded me of when you went away.
What?
Where did you go and you hadn't turned off your data roaming?
Oh, God.
Do you remember? And you were tweeting and texting. And I was like, oh, there's a lot of texts and tweets. I thought, I hope you've turned your data.
No, it was thousands of pounds, wasn't it? It was thousands of pounds. Where was I?
Was it
Seychelles?
Seychelles!
I came home to a bill of thousands. But I managed to get it, like, wiped because I put it on Twitter and it was one of those bonuses of being famous, one of the very fucking few, I might add, where they just wipe the bill. But it was becoming a problem because people were forgetting to do it, so I don't think I got charged in the end. But that was so...
I mean, because I got your text, oh, I'm loving it here in the Seychelles. I'm like, lovely. Then I could see, you know, you were really into Twitter, weren't you?
Yeah, I was really into Twitter.
Yeah, I could see you tweeting. I was like, oh, she's tweeting a lot. She's got that data roaming. But you didn't know back then, do they? No. Now you've got the thing pinged
up. I don't even know what you've got now. Like, I don't even know. I'm rubbish with all of that stuff. I'm rubbish with all of it. But yeah, so, but interestingly, I say I'm claustrophobic as well. And sometimes I'm claustrophobic in areas that are like wide open, like midway up Ben Nevis, where I got claustrophobic because you can't leave without a helicopter or walking.
Yeah.
And when you're halfway, you've got 6 hours that way and 6 hours that way, and you're like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
So I had to just not think about that. And I've never had a fear of flying. You think somebody that was feeling that sort of like closeness that I would get.
Yeah.
And I didn't ever put the two together until I got on a flight one day and there was somebody sitting across from me near the door with their head almost like just sticking out, wait the last breath before the door closed. And I said to the stewardess, what's wrong with that person? And she said, oh, he's claustrophobic. And I thought,
again. That's what I love about you. Most people would go, oh, just ignore her. What's wrong with that person?
No, I cared about people's well-being, Alan.
Okay.
I was very concerned about this person's well-being because I swear to God, it was like when you see a dog when the window gets lowered. And when she said, oh, he suffers with claustrophobia, I thought, fucking hell, so do I. And then I started to feel it. And I'd never in years of travelling thought about the fact that I was locked in a capsule for like hours and hours on end and I didn't put the two together. So now I do put the two together and so I have to breathe it out.
Can the lady crawling out of her seat please go back to your seat, please? The flight isn't over until the fat lady speaks.
It's crazy. The mind is the most extraordinary thing. You can tell yourself all sorts of things. And I refuse to let my mind stop me from doing things.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm always, if it's frightening, I'm doing it. I mean, most of my career in television, I was frightened.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
No, I mean, it was like insanity to be on live TV on a Saturday night doing a game show that could just fall apart any minute and it would be your fault if it did.
Yeah.
I mean, how I even got through it.
No, it's a tightrope, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, you talk about this in your book about your CBD oil, and it's interesting because when you read the book, you explain it so eloquently, and it's like I was in that group that didn't really understand it. So we would start our Radio 2 show and you'd pop some CBD oil in. And I was like, Mel, no, no, no. We've got 3 hours of live radio. The last thing I need is you.
Yeah, the irony is now I'm actually on proper cannabis oil. Like, I take CBD and cannabis oil. It's got THC in it.
Oh, Mel, we're playing a lot of Bob Marley this hour.
There's never enough Bob Marley. And that's another thing, is like the Caribbean. For me, I have travelled to Caribbean loads. And one of the reasons is the music. I love reggae.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes me feel good, you know. Yeah. So I want to get to, Jamaica or something soon-ish.
Yeah.
Because I love it there. Do you like the vibe? Because it's just the beat of it is so cool, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love. My mum used to listen to reggae, believe it or not.
I do believe it. Yeah, I've always listened to reggae.
And it just goes hand in hand with a sunny day and the sun's out. And
it changes how you feel, and that's
the thing. I think it's the rhythm, isn't it? It must be the rhythm that just makes you.
And the words. I mean, Bob Marley, his words are so powerful. You just vibe with him. He's just vibration. He's just like such high vibration. They're doing a biopic on him, and I'm so excited about it.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You seem very zen at the minute.
That'll be the cannabis. I'm joking.
We don't do that on an Alan Air flight, I'm afraid, but only for you.
Thanks. It's prescribed, so we're all right.
Hey, man, do you want anything off the trolley? We got paninis. Yeah, we got CBD oil flavor. Yeah, man. Once you had one of those, you want more. Hey, dude, put your money away. This one's on me, yeah.
Do you ever complain? And what do you complain about? Is it about in that hotel?
Service. I mean,
is it a smoky room? Is it bad service? Is it, yeah?
I have got... It bothers me to have bad service because... Good service is basically about logic, and some people just aren't logic around a table, or they interrupt, or they ask you if the food is good when they can see that you're eating it, and you can't actually tell them because it would be rude. And just insert service. So if I'm in a 5-star hotel and I'm not getting 5-star service around the dining, I do complain. I do. I can't help it. Everything else I'm pretty cool about, but when around my food. Don't fuck with me, man. If you say paella's 30 minutes, you better make sure it's 30 minutes and not an hour. I've had that. I'm like, you know, what's going on? They go, we're busy tonight. I'm like, we'll have enough staff.
Well, listen, we had that. I mean, I never complained, but I was in a beautiful place from Cassiope, and they said, do you want fish of the day? And I said, oh, yeah, what is it? It's a cod. I said, lovely. So it was like 45 minutes. I said, oh, where's this cod? She went, oh, it's in Corfu Town.
What?
I was like, well, stick it in a bloody Uber and get it here. I mean, I was assuming it would be in the kitchen.
Yeah, you would.
How do you know where it is?
The fisherman's going out in about 15 minutes.
I'll make sure he gets your dinner.
Oh, no. But I'm not rude. I just like to, you know, just, I'm not rude to people, obviously. But internally, I am.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
We're about to start our descent.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for the quick fire round?
Go on.
Louvre or leave it out?
Louvre. Yes.
Travel insurance or I'll take my chance?
Oh, travel insurance. I'm far too sensible. And stuff does tend to happen to me as well.
Yeah.
So it's always wise.
Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with me or to Portugal? Now, I know I'm going to get an honest answer with you. Portugal.
I was part Portuguese for ages. Do you remember when I absolutely adored Ronaldo and I was thinking that I could follow Portugal because I had a DNA test and I ate Portuguese at all?
Oh, do you reckon that that is part of your diagnosis? You do get obsessed with things, don't you?
I wouldn't term it obsessed, but I just think I have real deep interest in the things that I have deep interest about and I explore them and investigate them.
You have a deep dive and you
deep
really
dive,
get into it.
Yes.
Okay, tip 'em or fuck 'em? Do you tip or do you think, fuck 'em, I'm never seeing them again?
No, I always want to tip, but I've never got cash on me. And it depends. If it's somebody really nice, you just want to do it. But otherwise, no, I don't leave a hotel room and leave something on the side. In America, I think you have to. I can't remember. Back in the day, you always had to have a roll of ones or whatever. Roll of ones. Big tipper size.
Wow. And the rest of the day off. Here's a dollar.
Last of the big spenders.
Thanks so much, Melanie.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Oh, thank you, Mel. That was so much fun. We need to meet up more often. Listen, thank you so much. Melanie's book, Autism and All the Things I've Left Unsaid, is frank, fearless and funny. It's all about her life. I read it in 2 days. I absolutely inhaled it. Thank you so much, Melanie. Thank you so much for listening.
Life's a Beach.